The question is that if somebody is murdered, what is the Islamic teachings about it in reference to the possibility of forgiveness? If the question is asked, if the near relatives do not agree to forgiveness, then what is the Quranic teaching about it? The Holy Quran does not give this the right to forgive a murderer to the state, but it gives that right to those who have been wronged at his hands. The one person who is murdered, he is no longer here, he doesn't belong to this earth. But the closest of relatives who would have inherited him, they have the right to decide if the murderer is to be forgiven or not. In case of forgiveness, what is it called? Fidya? Ransom money? No, ransom money to aur cheez hoti hai. Blood money. Ransom money is different. That is for the prisoners. Blood money. Blood money is agreed upon and then it's permitted. Why did this question come to your mind?
मेरा सवाल अभी कंप्लीट
हाँ सो मेक इट कंप्लीट प्लीज
अगर लवाहिकीन माफ ना करना चाहे मैं दिल से माफ नहीं करना चाहता और मेरी रसाई कानून तक भी नहीं है
कानून
उस सूरत में या इंसाफ तक मेरी रसाई नहीं है
तो फिर तो क्वेश्चन ही कोई नहीं है
उस सूरत में
यू कांट टेक लॉ इन टू योर ओन हैंड्स इफ दैट इज वॉट यू मीन यू कांट
लेकिन पुराने करीम में तो आया है कि अल्लाह ताला मोमन पर फर्ज करता है कि वो बदला
ले नहीं ये नहीं कहीं कुराने करीम जहां जो आप रेफर कर रहे हैं हरगिज वहां ये नहीं लिखा मुख्तलिफ सिचुएशंस में इस सब्जेक्ट डिस्कस हुआ है बाज जगह किसास है किसास और चीज है इट इज नॉट एन इंडिविजुअल मर्डर एट ऑल At times, there are nations which are at war with each other. Or, even if not at war, they have certain agreements, and somebody from one nation kills another person, and there is an agreement that in such case, the offender nation would be responsible and will have to produce either the murderer or the blood money for that. That is called qisas. So Allah Ta'ala says that it is a must for mu'mineen, that in this case, that you must take qisas. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِسَاسِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ There is life for you, that is the national life. There you do not forgive, because then it will teach irresponsibility to other nations. They must be held responsible for such crimes of transgression against their border nations. So it does not apply to the individual murder at all. It is not mentioned.
You are forced to forgive.
The Holy Quran says it. The Holy Quran says it in so many words. But the word forgiveness does not apply to the situation which you have in mind. So you are not forced to forgive at all. You are helpless.
इस सूरत में आना
चाहिए। Helpless man can't do a thing. What does helplessness mean? You can't do a thing. Even the Holy Quran also presents another picture of helplessness. The Holy Quran tells us that if a fly takes away something from your food or from your body or something, just a little bit, tiny little bit. You are so helpless, you can't take it back. So what could you do there to get that back from the fly? The only thing is that you should pray to Allah and ask Him for vengeance or retribution if you are in such a mood as you cannot forgive and you cannot rest in peace. This is what you mean. Still you are not permitted to take the law in your hand. And there are also possibilities that somebody, even if he wanted to, he could not take the law in his own hands. there are despots, nations, there are despot kings and usurpers of power who are cruel at wide scale, sometimes they commit murders in large numbers, sometimes they imprison people in large numbers, and the people of that country live in a stage of agony and they can't do a thing. So what would you suggest they should do? The point is, there are situations where somebody is found to be helpless, and if he believes in God, the only recourse open to him is to seek refuge in prayer.
जहाँ तक हुजूर ये लॉ हाथ में लेने का सवाल है, ये तो उस वक्त तक है जब लॉ प्रिवेल कर रहा है। अगर लॉ प्रिवेल ही नहीं कर रहा किसी
तो फिर व्हाई देन यू अवॉइड यू आस्क क्वेश्चन अबाउट लीगैलिटी ऑफ द थिंग व्हेन देयर इज नो लॉ. You are asking me a question about the legality of a situation. Where there is no law, there is no legality to be asked about. When you say that there is no law, then why are you bothering about the legal aspects of a situation where there is no law?
By no law, I mean that practically it's not prevalent.
So by no legality, I mean practically no legality.
मेरा जहन ये इस सवाल की तरफ उसी आयत के पढ़ने पे गया था कि इंसान बदला खुद ले सकता
है, लेकिन वो हजूर नहीं. हाँ, that's also the nation which decides, not an individual. There, that is a national issue. Where individual murders are mentioned, individual translation is mentioned, the Holy Quran says it in so many words, and this verse is applicable to all such situations. وَمَنْ أَفَا وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That if somebody decides to forgive, provided that his forgiveness would not encourage evil, but would cause reformation, in that case, his reward will be with his Lord Allah. So, Islam promotes forgiveness everywhere, except in certain situations, which some of them are mentioned in this verse itself. If you tend to forgive while you know that your forgiveness is going to cause greater trouble, and the culprit will be encouraged rather than discouraged by the act of forgiveness, then Allah does not permit you to forgive. This is a condition. Man afa wa aslaha. It's bracketed. If somebody forgives, causing thereby to be a reformation in the ways of the guilty, that is the meaning, then Allah would be very happy with you and would reward you. Otherwise, you just take your revenge and just that much, as you have been wrong before.